Hey, I'm Steve Gambrill, and I'm thrilled that we have this time together. I pray that God would help you to understand how great He is and how great His plan is for your life. Come on, let's enjoy God together.
We hope you've had a great week. We hope that you've made the best of difficult circumstances. We hope that you are not driving each other crazy. Hey, there's nothing like being self-isolated with your family to discover how much you have to love each other and get along together. And maybe you've played every board game that you own, and maybe you've watched every movie three times over. And so you're now like, what do we do next? Well, I'm praying for creativity in everybody's house. I'm praying for you all to have lots of compassion towards one another. But right now we get to do church together. So I want you to get on your Bible, get your notepad out, take some notes. And you know what we want you to do is not just take the word that we preached this morning, but actually do the study yourself after today's service. Actually go away and think on these things and actually dwell on these things. This is a time for us to be dwelling on the Word of God, not dwelling on the news report, not dwelling on people's opinion, but dwelling on the Word of God. Last Sunday when we were together, Steve set us some homework. He asked us to go away and to begin to kind of dig deeper into Psalm 91. And I took that literally, and I've been digging deeper into Psalm 91. And so I want to preach to you from the same passage of scripture that I pray and I hope you've actually been in this week and actually been thinking about this week. Psalm 91 is one of those psalms where in a time like we are in, it just becomes all the more powerful, all the more relevant, and all the more a light to your path. And I want to address two things, actually, that I think a season like this that we're in makes us all wonder and sometimes makes us all a little insecure about. Today, if I was to give you a title for the message that I want to give you as food for your soul, I want to talk to you about being held and being heard. Being held and being heard. In this season, where there's a lot of disorientation, where there's a lot of distress, where people are separated and people are isolated, I think those two things become things that we actually become really concerned about. We don't have the same things to hold us as before. Maybe you're used to a group of friends holding you in times. Maybe you're used to a group of relationships that hold you fast when you're freaking out. And now you can't even access them physically. You can't actually get a hold of them physically. They're not in the room with you. Maybe you, in times and seasons of your life, you don't realize how much you are being held by the economy or by what's happening in the world and what happens in current affairs. And you've been holding on to some stuff that maybe right now you're like, where do I even grab a hold of? I think in times like this where we're separated and we can be isolated, we think to ourselves, there's so much noise in the world. There's so much noise on the TV. There's so much noise politically. There's so much noise in our economy. I don't even feel that I'm heard. The person that used to always give me their ear is actually right now freaking out about their own life and their own circumstances. I don't get to be in that person's presence and have the conversation in the way I normally would. It's not the same by sending a text or just having something over a phone call. And so maybe right now we are in those two areas feeling a little bit like we are insecure. We're not sure about what's holding us, and we're not sure about if anyone's hearing us. And I want to put those two things to rest today. And I want to remind every single one of us today, you are always held and you are always heard. There's never a moment in your life when you are not held. There's never a situation and a circumstance that you will ever face in your life that God is not holding you in. And there is never a moment in your life, there is never a moment in your day, there is never a moment in a season that you are going through when you are not heard. You are heard, you have a voice, it is heard, it is recognized, He knows you by name, He knows the sound of your voice, and he loves it when you speak to him. You don't need to worry about who will hold you or who will hear you, for God Almighty is holding you right now, and God Almighty hears every single cry of our hearts, and that changes everything. That literally should make us be more confident in our approach to life. It should make you right now at the kitchen table with your bacon sandwich sit up a little bit more and actually put your shoulders back a little bit more, because the awareness that we are held in a time when everyone else is freaking out becomes something that we actually get to put down deep in our soul. So let me take you to Psalm 91 to show you just how held you are. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, this is the Passion Translation, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. There it is. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. He will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. His massive arms. I don't know how big you think your biceps are, but I'm pretty sure that God Almighty can put yours to shame. His massive arms. We're not talking about a little bit of lifting weights down the gym. We're talking about the arms that hold you, the arms that hold the whole world that we are in right now, the arms that actually are the creator arms of God, the steadfast arms of God. My friend, today, don't ever question, am I held in this time? You are held by Almighty God. And not only that, your kids are held. Your aged relatives are held. Your whole world is held by the one who does not drop you. He is not careless in his holding of you. He doesn't get distracted and forget to hold you. You are held. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these documentaries or seen it actually in a location where you've been out walking. When people are climbing maybe a rock face, and you can see they're trying to put their hand in somewhere that they can get a hold on, and their foot in something else on the rock face that they feel they can get a hold on. And then there's this moment sometimes that you witness where they lose a hold of what it is that they had put their trust in. And in that moment, they begin to panic, and maybe they begin to fall a little. And then you begin to panic for them that they're about to have some terrible accident, only to realize within the next couple of moments that the harness that you couldn't see from your vantage point had them all along. That actually, even though they lost a grip, the thing holding them never gave up. That the thing that they put their security in, the thing that was actually harnessed around their waist, actually held them even when the thing they thought would hold them did not. That's God. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the harness you and I get to step into every single day of our life. And that harness holds you, whether you put your trust or your hold in the economy, whether you put your trust or your hold in a certain person being there for you, whether you put your hold in a circumstance playing out a certain way. I'm telling you, sometimes those things don't hold us anymore. But at the moment when you feel like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna fall, boom, you remember, there's a harness, and it's not going anywhere, and it's not shaken by anything, and it is holding you. You are held. And I want you to understand that today more than you've maybe ever understood it today. I want you to realize that whatever it is you feel you've lost a footing in or a hand on, that the harness remains faithful and holds you. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. And so I want today for you to understand that if we are held, If we are heard, then it needs to change some things about us. You know, just as much as it says that his arms are holding us, it also tells us in this same piece of passage that when we cry out to him in verse 16, I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. So if you weren't sure about the holding part, now you are. But now if you're not sure about the heard part, let this settle it. That there's nothing that you need to hold tight inside thinking no one hears me. He hears every time we call on his name. He is there, he's not busy. His phone system's not shut down. He's not had to lay off staff so they can't get to your call. Heaven is open and heaven is listening. And you are heard. Before it even leaves your tongue, you are heard. You are heard in your heart's cry. You are heard in your soul's cry. He hears you. And when you realize that you are heard by the one who is in charge of it all, it changes things. It changes what you want him to hear, right? I mean, when you realize, okay, God, you actually are listening to everything I'm saying, it kind of begins a filtering system of, I probably don't want to say that. And I actually probably don't even need to say that. I am heard by the one who holds all of the answers. I might not be able to get my friend on the line. I might not be able to go to the coffee morning with that girl, but God hears me. And last time I checked, God's wisdom and his counsel is better than any girlfriend's or mate down the pubs. His word is what I want to build my life on. So you're not missing out. You have everything still at your fingertips and at a cry of your heart to God. And so if we know that we are held, and if we know that we are heard, here's some things that I want to just remind you of that actually shouldn't need to be shaken and shouldn't need to shift. Number one, your confidence. Verse 9 to verse 12 says this, when we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always, not sometimes, always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. Hello. If we understand this scripture, then our confidence should not be rocked. For held people hold on to promises, and heard people hear provision. Held people hold promises, heard people hear provision. When you're held, you understand, I have a promise to hold on to. I have a word that I can actually take a grip on for me and my household. I have a scripture that stands fast in any circumstance. And when you are a heard person, you begin to hear the provision, not the problem, because you understand the one that is hearing you. So it changes your confidence in the answer that is coming back to you. For his promise over you is to do you good. His word over you is to protect you. His standard for you is that you would prosper and that you would increase and that you would be protected. And so held people hold promises. They don't hold opinions. They don't hold fear. They don't hold negativity. They hold promises. What is in your hands today? For he is holding you, but what are you taking a hold of? Let your confidence be, because I am held, I can hold the promises of God. And let your confidence be, because I am heard, I can hear the provision of God. You know what? Our jobs, yes, in some ways are our source. But actually, the truth is that beyond any job, beyond any circumstance, we have a source that sits in heavenly places. We have a source who is immune from all circumstances that we face. And so when you understand the source who hears you, then you, in return, don't hear fear or don't hear lack. You hear provision. If he's the God that can get a coin into a fish's mouth, then God can find a way to keep your family. He can find a way to bless your world. We just sang a few moments ago, and we just declared about the goodness of God. That is the living truth that we want you to hear today. So be careful what you hear, for when you realize what you're hearing shapes what you are saying and speaking, you need to understand, I am heard by Almighty, therefore I hear provision, not problem. Let's take it into another area, because held people have a different countenance and heard people have a different countenance. Verse 14, it says it this way, for here is what the Lord has spoken, because you have delighted in me, I will greatly protect you. And I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. And I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. And you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. Wow. Right now, you can feel his presence. So what does our countenance look like when we realize that we are held and we are heard? Well, held people, they hold his presence. We just read it. The Bible tells us we're a vessel that he pours his presence into. We're a vessel for the living God. We're a vessel for him to tip his peace into. We're a vessel for him to pour his joy into. Don't let your vessel have a lid on it in this season. Open your eyes, open your hands, and begin to allow God to pour his presence into you. Held people hold his presence. They hold it in their mouth, they hold it in their song, they hold it in their actions, they hold it in their declarations. And heard people, they hear peace. They do. Even though there's a lot of other things going on out there, they hear peace because they understand, like the verse we just read, that God answers our cry for help every single time. And you will find and feel his presence even in the time of pressure and trouble. So held people and heard people, their countenance is different. You're not running around like a chicken with its head cut off. You're not freaking out like everybody else is in your family. Your countenance is different because you are being in the presence of Almighty God. Just the investment of today and being in service today and making your home a place for this meeting today changes the presence and the atmosphere of your home. But watch one another, because it will change the countenance of your faces. It will change the countenances, how you as a family communicate in the coming days ahead. Because held people hold his presence and heard people hear his peace. What about compassion? Held people, heard people are compassionate people. Because held people hold people and heard people hear people. And in a time that we're in, where all the normal ways that we would hold on to people and all the normal ways where we would hear people are now actually being stressed and strained, this is a great opportunity for us as the church to begin to show compassion in a whole new way. This is an opportunity for us to actually have some creative fun with how we get to reach out to people and say, we are holding you and we are hearing you. Because when you know you're held, you want to go hold others. And when you know you're heard, you want to hear others. And so how can we be those people in this season in our communities that show the compassion of Christ, not from a place of insecurity, but from a place of secure that we are held and we are heard? This is not a time to withdraw. This is not a time to speak lack. This is not a time to see limitation. This is a time to actually go beyond what we actually would normally do and get creative what we can do. This is a time to start the FaceTime calls. This is a time to drop a toilet roll at the neighbor's doorstep. This is a time to say to people, I got you, I see you, I hear you. This is a time to be aware of our elderly in our communities and make sure that they are taken care of. This is a time to get extra groceries delivered to your house so you can drop some at the house next door and leave a note on the doorstep saying, hey, just wanted you to know, I hear you and I want to hold you in any way I can in this season. I think this is the time when it's the church's finest hour to not just say we're the church, but be the church, because held people hold people and heard people hear people. So hear the cry of those around you. Hear the need in the neighborhood where you live and serve, and hear what God has to say to you so you can be a conduit to say it to others. I am praying that we'll learn how to be really creative in how we show compassion in a time when it is most needed and most wanted. And finally, held people and heard people, well, they have a commitment that looks different. Because held people, they hold perseverance. When you know God ain't letting go of you, there's a perseverance that kicks in to the soul of you, where you realize, if God's not letting go, I'm not giving up. If God's not letting go, I'm not giving up in any area of my life or my faith. Held people hold perseverance, and heard people, they hear providence. They hear providence. The providence of God outlasts the circumstance. The providence of God reigns in all areas of our life. The providence of Almighty God is not affected by the circumstances of our world. Held people hold and persevere, and heard people hear providence every single time. God's word has not changed. God's truth is not diluted. God's power is not under pressure. God's ability to do a miracle has never been more real in all of our lives. So don't allow this season to question your commitment to pray, your commitment to give, your commitment to step up and to reach out in any way you can, your commitment to read the word, your commitment to declare his truth, your commitment to worship, even if it is in your kitchen. Don't allow your commitment in this season to be in question, because when you remember that you are held, and when you remember that you are heard, you persevere and you declare the providence of God in every area of your life. I just wanted to take this time today, as we're gathered as the church, to encourage you. There is never a time when you are not held, and there is never a moment when you are not heard. And that changes everything. The final verse of this scripture says this: I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Church, fear not. You are held today. Church, fear not. You are heard today. Let it affect your confidence. Let it change your countenance. Let it increase your compassion, and let it solidify your commitment. God, I thank you right now in this moment. Though we can't be in the same room physically, that God, you are holding us all. You are holding us right now. I pray right now that people would sense your holding of them, that there would be a sense of your presence that surrounds them in their kitchens, in their living rooms, as they gather with their families. Let there be a felt understanding and awareness that there has never been a moment when they are not held. There has never been a moment when the harness has slipped. There has never been a moment when a prayer has been prayed that you have not heard and attended to. There has never been a cry that has been shushed or ignored. That God, you hold us and you hear us every single time. So God, I pray right now for strength. I pray right now for peace. I pray right now for tenacity. I pray right now for courage. And I pray right now for confidence. We may not have all the answers, but God, you are the answer, and you have already won. So we stand assured and affirmed that we are held and heard by God Almighty. Thank you, God, for our family. Thank you, God, for our church. And thank you, God, for who you are in all of our lives. Amen and amen.
Hey, thank you so much for watching. We pray to God that you've been impacted by how great God's word is, by how great God's plan is for your life. But I do want to say, if you need prayer for anything, then drop us a line, drop us an email. We would love to hear from you so that we can pray for you and just continue on this journey of building life together. Have a great week, month, year ahead.